Welcome back. Here's where you left off.
Spoilers ahead for 0 Days, chapters 5 and 6.
So we just finished reading chapter 5 and 6, and it's a very long chapter. Typically we do 4 chapters at a time, but this time it's very long. And honestly, I was very engaged on the storytelling in this one. It felt like it was not long at all. I felt like it was not long enough, I think. That's my opinion. But what do you think? Is it the long chapter format works for you, Derek, or it doesn't really work for you?
Well, I don't mind the long chapters. She does cover a bunch of topics within those chapters. So it isn't so much the chapter length that it is, but referring to the book, I'm really happy that Jack finally got a clue.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was about to say that because to be honest with you, there was a lot of speculation regarding what's happening, who did this to her, who killed Gabe, why is this happening to her? But when she started clueing regarding who's involved, let's say one of them, it could be, they found out it's potentially a hitman or a professional hit. And at the same time too, she escaped from the police station. And I love her monologue of like, if I don't do this, am I going to be charged for potential? I'm going to be a prime suspect because if they find this email saying that Gabe got a life insurance, next thing you know, I'm considered a prime suspect because typically when a spouse gets murdered, usually the other spouse gets looked at first, right?
So, but that's not my point. It's like she goes through multiple police interviews where they've literally read her rights. She still hasn't gotten a clue. And it takes the email for her to get a clue and then decide, maybe they might be considering me. Maybe I'm like, really?
Well, I have this feeling she's putting her faith in the justice, saying that no, justice will prevail, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, she's like, you remember her sister was telling her that, hey, you need to have a lawyer. You can't go there without lawyers. And she keeps saying,
that was insane. It's like your sister is telling you, listen to your freaking lawyer sister. Like,
No. Her sister's a reporter. The husband.
Sorry. Yeah. The husband. Yeah. Solicitor. Yeah. So I like just, you know, listen. And then she goes in the police station. And she doesn't listen to her at all.
Didn't get a lawyer at all.
And then they're like leaving the room and she gets an email and she's like, oh, maybe this might be a problem. Really? You think so?
It's a big problem as soon as she walked into the police station, you know. Well, here's the other thing as well, too, that to be honest with you, I'm glad that she escaped or left the police station, right? And I love the Miranda rights and saying that if you leave or not answer any of our questions, you coming in voluntarily, but if you decide to leave, we have a right to arrest you or something like that.
And it's interesting that Miranda rights are different. The Miranda rights are different there than here. And I've never actually heard the Miranda rights in London. So this is kind of interesting. It's like,
it is. Yeah. The Canadian version is actually a lot more, it's aligned to the European one, the English one. Cause I've read the Canadian Miranda rights, our version of Miranda rights. And it gives the person their rights to do not to say anything to incriminate them, but at the same time you're allowed to have a lawyer, and the English version has a little loophole to it, right? If you don't have to ask any question, you can ask for a lawyer, but we still have a right to arrest you. Practically, that's what it is, right? And I was like, when I was reading that, I'm like, wow. Because I work in an industry that I poke holes in specification and requirements, and when I read that, I was like, there's so many holes in this one that totally takes away the rights of the individual and push it to the government. I'm like, wow, cool, whatever. Anyway, but But she literally started freaking out because she started remembering and started recalling the as soon as she walks in and she sat there after they left. They're like, okay, so if I leave or ask to leave, I can still potentially get arrested, right? Now I got this email. Now I'm prime suspect. I need to get out of here. So she used her skills as a penetrator, security penetration specialist. I know I said that wrong way.
Yeah, and you said that wrong way, but but I actually agree. It was a great moment when she decided to use her skill set to get out of the police station. I really hope that her skill set comes back into play later on in the book, because in the beginning of the book, I was super excited for the sneakers level of interested way that this will work. And I'm worried that I believe they will, because she's going to go after this, you know, probably whoever does the email or the insurance or whatever that is. She's probably going to go after that, those people, and she'll probably have to use her skill sets, but she's not a computer person. That was Gabe's thing. So this is going to be kind of interesting. Eh?
Yeah, it is. Well, when she left the police station and contacted her sister, she knows that if she drags her sister along on this adventure of hers, she will be considered an accessory to whatever is happening, right? And she was very, very aware that if she does that, she's going to ruin her sister's life. So she's trying to make sure that, hey, I need your help. I don't want to go to your house. I don't want to use the phone you gave me because it's going to track back to you. And they said, okay, let's go meet up at this mall because the kids need to go to the bathroom after she picked them up from school. It's their typical routine. And the sister actually says, like, let's not meet places that I don't normally go to. Let's go to places that I normally go to, so it does not give reasons or change of routine, right? And I think her sister has more insight, or not insight, but more more sense of trying not to implicate herself, her family, and Jack herself, right? So it was very, very nice of, like, Jack is freaking out, her sister becomes her the brains of the operation, quote unquote, right? And it was a nice of, like, it was nice. I like it how it works out regarding all that, regarding this, where we are right now in the story.
I would just say, now you're listening to her. I was like, I'm reading it. I'm like, now you're listening to her. Oh, okay. We should meet here. Oh, okay. We should do this. And I mean, you know, first she goes home to get her go bag, and she's and so she randomly finds where the intruder got in to the house. Where she gets into the house because the cop was there. And so she learns about that. And in a way, she kind of tampers with the evidence again. She touches that fan and so forth, and then gets in the house and finds that stuff, and then goes for his Bitcoin wallet code and so forth. And I'm glad that she got all that stuff, but really she still needs her sister's help because there was only like $100 in their go bag. And they already took it out. So it's not really a well-stocked go bag is what I'm saying.
Well, remember that the go bag that she has was designed for if she needs to do work. It's a work go bag. It's not a the end of the world go bag.
The police are after me and I'm being framed for murder.
Well, yeah, remember,
okay. That's a valid point.
Yeah, the go bag was not designed for, oh my God, I'm being accused for murder, go bag. Right? So I understand regarding where they took money from the go bag because they want to go grocery shop or if they want to get yogurt. Right? It's fine. It's understandable.
Priorities
is always the stomach, right? And for her to go back to grab her go bag, because her go bag has the essentials to do overnight stuff, like have toiletries when she needs it. She has change her clothes when she needs it. Remember, that go bag was designed for 2 nights tops, right? And for her grabbing it, going back to the house itself, and she said, finding out how the murderer got into the house, that's when she started saying, okay, I'm kind of getting screwed here, because she even said, I stared at this vent for how many years, and it never occurred to me that this is a weakness of the house, right? And it's just, it never, like for me, it never occurs to me that if I walk around my place, that there's witnesses, there's weakness in the in my place that people can come in pretty easily, right? And the same thing is happening here too. She's finding it. She noticed something because now she's looking at from the outside, trying to get in from a secured area, right? As she said, she's using her skill set. This is just probably just a 1% of her skill set that we're seeing so far, right? So,
yeah. So then after she gets the go bag, she talks to the sister. They make this plan to meet and give her the stuff that she needs. And yeah, I agree. The sister was great in saying, okay, this is where she should meet and so forth. But where we left off was interesting, where she went and she just randomly finds an out of order sign and she apparently takes that. What do you think that's all about?
So when I read that part, it makes sense because if you want to remember, they are going to meet in a bathroom. They are going to meet in a bathroom and she wants to make sure that when she gets to the stall, she puts that out of order sign stall so she can hide inside that stall. So it makes sense what she's trying to do, what she's thinking of doing. But
I was wondering if it's going to be that simple, though. Is it going
to
be?
It's going to be super simple that way. Because to be honest, we've both been to England and we saw red phone booth. And currently, phone booth in England is being converted to Wi-Fi hotspots, right? But they're keeping in their iconic phone booth. And for her to say, for the book saying that there's an out of order phone booth with a phone that's already been destroyed, it's sort of like, I thought they replaced all that like 10 years ago and convert it to like a tourist trap taking photos / Wi-Fi.
Well, that's what I saw, because the one I went to didn't have, it was just a tourist thing. It wasn't phone anymore. So
yeah, so
I don't know, maybe there's something, maybe the writer was just taking liberties with it. I'm not sure, you know.
I have no problem with it. The storyline makes sense regarding her grabbing the out of order sign, and I think that she's gonna pop that into the bathroom. It's like, out of order, I'm gonna hide here and wait for my sister and my nieces and nephew. Nieces, they're both
girls. That does make the most logical sense. I was just, because for somebody that hasn't gotten a clue too much up to this point, and now she's starting to listen to people, I was like, is she going to be clever now? She's kind of like, I'm not sure.
I get this feeling she is a very clever person, but I think if she has to rethink it, she's not very good at thinking. In my opinion, if she puts in a situation like her work, it's instant, it's constant, she knows what needs to get done. But if you put a person in this kind of situation that you're being accused, or potentially being accused for murder, right? And now you're kind of like, okay, I need to escape. I need to get out of here. But how am I going to do this, right? But if you do this, almost like a muscle memory thing. If you're constantly doing it, you know what to do. But this time she doesn't know what she's doing, so she's overthinking things, right? I think that's what's happening. She's overthinking things, and she's catching herself doing things that typically a person should not be doing. Because remember, we're looking at this from the outside, right? So I think that's what's happening. She's just flustered. She just don't know what to do because this is not what she normally does, right?
Right. So what do you think is going to happen in the next chapters then? What the next two chapters here that we're going to read?
Okay. Based on what we've read so far, Derek, I see this coming into more sort of like the plot will start. I have this feeling this is going to be a very multi-layer storytelling. It's like an onion. So you have to start peeling it one layer at a time. I have this feeling that this storyline is going to be, as soon as we solve one thing, if we think we solve one thing, something else will be coming up and we'll be like, oh, I gotcha now, right? So I have this feeling it's going to be multi-layered. It's going to be more complicated when we go forward. And it's going to be, her skill set will be out and about more in the storyline itself. How about you?
Well, I'm going to bring something up here. She received this. She's talked to multiple people. And there was a mention originally that Gabe's best friend, Cal, is it Cal?
Yeah.
They were really close. And I'm like, is Cal wrapped up in this somehow? Is it like, you know, I had that thought, and I'm wondering what you think about that.
Wow, that, to be honest with you, it never actually occurred to me to point a finger towards him yet. I'm seeing him just as a friend so far, not as a betrayal of friendship type thing. Because they grew up together, and the backstory was very simple. Like, they grew up the same way. They're best friends. One person become a quote-unquote hacker, and sorry, a black hat hacker versus a white hat hacker. So it's they became a sort of like a yin and a yang each other. But I have a feeling, I think.
But he's a hacker though.
Both of them are hackers. Yeah. But if you
look, he has a skill set. You know, like that's what triggered my thought. Oh, on it, you know? Okay. They have the skill sets. Right?
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense. But at the same time, I'm kind of like not going that route yet because I have to
give him the benefit of the doubt. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Give him the benefit of the doubt as a good guy until it happens. But your theory does hold up. It does hold up that he could be a potential bad guy in this one. But I am gonna put something in there in your theory though. You remember at the beginning of the first chapter that she's doing some work from a company. Right, I have a feeling those guys were behind it as well.
That makes the most logical sense. Yes, I completely agree with you. For some reason, but I think they're not the main people. They're just the guys that set her up. I think that company is just the guys that set her up. So I think logically, for the next couple chapters, she's gonna go after the guy that hired them. I think that's gonna make sense because. Everything became trouble once they did this job, and now they can't contact the person and so forth. So I figure we're going to go in that direction, either because she doesn't have any leads to go after, well, unless she goes to the insurance company directly, right? Who knows, right? I mean,
that's going to be hard though. If she goes to the insurance company, hey, my name is Jack, and my husband bought a policy that I didn't know about. Yeah. Can you tell me more about this? You know, it's kind of like, hey, police, what's up? There's a person here that's saying that her husband bought a policy. Now the husband's dead. Can you flag this for me, please? It's a bad move for her to go back to the insurance company. It's not a direction that I would go to. I have a feeling that you will not go that direction too, because I'll probably be in the same spot as her and start to get out of there as fast as I can.
Join us in our next episode for chapters 7 and 8 of Zero Days. Thank you for opening the book with us today. Subscribe so you won't miss our next episode. We would love to hear from you. Send us an email at yourbookmarksinfo@gmail.com. Join us again right here where you left off.